Bible translators are building in the middle of a war zone. Believers are claiming Liberia for Christ, and Bibles are being smuggled by faith alone. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Cameroon is surrounded by war. Nigeria on the west, Central Africa to the east. It's hard not to get dragged into the skirmishes on both sides. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith.
The borders of these countries are somewhat porous. This is the situation that Cameroon is starting to experience, as they're being impacted from the west by the Boko Haram terrorism, and they're being impacted by the east from the Seleka rebels and things like that in CAR.
You'd think now would be a terrible time to launch plans to build a translation center on the northern border. But it's a key area because of its language diversity. National Bible translators are saying,
we need offensive and defensive scriptural weapons here in order to participate in this battle effectively and defend ourselves.
Here's why they're convinced they need to act.
We think that the truth of God's word will change people's hearts from the inside out, including the bad guys that we're describing right now.
Go from intention to action. You'll find ways to pray, give, and go at our website. Next, Myanmar, formerly Burma, still has a religious conversion law under consideration. World Missions' Greg Kelly says Buddhist monks often view their religious minorities as a threat.
Many times when you give your life to Christ in the Buddhist context here, you are literally losing almost everything.
World Mission provides The Treasure, which is a palm-sized, solar-powered audio Bible, to people in rural areas. As people hear the gospel and respond, they find themselves socially ostracized.
It becomes really critical that there's a community of believers that you're being nurtured in, you're being discipled in.
Another part of World Mission's work is leadership development and training. Next month,
we'll be gathering 50 leaders from about six different key areas of northern Myanmar. They do the heavy lifting. So it's our opportunity for just over a couple of days to just really pour into them, encourage them.
And a final thought, it takes all of us to make it possible. Links and more at our website. This is Mission Network News. The body of Christ in Liberia is fasting and praying for God's intervention in the Ebola crisis. A ministry leader tells Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions, that this health crisis is a wake-up call for the church. He tells Christian Aid that they're taking their nation back for Jesus. You can help this ministry provide food and God's Word for families affected by the Ebola crisis. Get specifics and get connected at our website. Meanwhile, in Nepal, widespread flooding triggered by monsoon rains has destroyed the homes of thousands. Gospel for Asia is one of the groups responding to this disaster, giving food and the hope of Christ to flood survivors. In one village, floodwaters completely destroyed three temporary church buildings and two more permanent structures were filled with water. Pray God will use this disaster to turn the hearts of many people to His Son, Jesus Christ. And how do you get Bibles into a country where they're outlawed? By faith alone, which also happens to be the title of a new book by Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein.
I'm hoping what it will do is encourage us as Christians in America that people still around the world are putting their lives on the line for the gospel.
By Faith Alone is a collection of stories Klein wrote about God's faithfulness. There are true stories about all the times God helped Vision Beyond Borders teams smuggle Bibles into closed countries.
I hope it encourages more people to step out in faith and say, God, what do you want me to do? What is it you have for my life?
With a $15 donation, you can get a copy of the book and help God's Word reach believers in closed countries.
All the money from the book goes right back into printing more Bibles and getting more Bibles around the world.
Details and more can be found at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a great new resource. It's their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through their unique story-based oral communication styles. You'll love it. Get Ibrahim and the Dreamer. Just call 1-800-995-4828 to request yours. Or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.